Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events. This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
From WBEZ Chicago, I am Greta Johnson, and this is Nerdette's Finest. Nerdette is almost exactly 5 years old, and we are celebrating by playing back some of our favorite moments from the show over the last 5 years, partly because we are inviting you, dear listener, to listen back to some of your favorite moments and think about supporting the show that you love to help keep us around for, you know, maybe another 5 years. So today we're actually going to listen back to two moments that we have had with the amazing astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Stick around after the homework assignments, and I will tell you more about the fun new gifts that you can get when you donate to Nerdette. Or if you don't want to wait, you can just go to the website right this second, do it while you're listening to the homework. It is wbez.org/nerdalert. I'm going to say it again just in case, wbez.org/nerdalert. So today we're listening back to two homework assignments that we have gotten from Neil deGrasse Tyson over the years. The first one was actually on my 30th birthday in 2015, and the second one was in 2017. And essentially what happened was, you know, we were like, hey, Neil, we do this thing on our show where we like to ask our guests to give our listeners homework. This can be something to do or watch or read or consider. And he's like, oh, yeah, no problem. I'm just going to blow your mind with this totally insane stuff. So here you go.
I want to disrupt people's slumber with the following thought: that we define ourselves as intelligent. Well, because we came up with the definition. Would an alien judge us to be intelligent? When we consider chimpanzees nearly identical to us in DNA, yet we declare that there's this great gulf in intellect that separates us. Meanwhile, our DNA is practically identical. So are we jumping into that tiny difference in DNA and calling it a gulf and saying, we are brilliant, smart people. We have poetry. We have art. We have the Hubble telescope. And a chimp just has a stick to extract termites from a mound. Well, maybe the difference between extracting termites from a mound and the Hubble telescope is as small as the difference in DNA suggests. And if that's the case, then some other life form out there, an alien, with the same intelligence gap between us that we have between chimps, we would not measure on their scale of intelligence. They would wonder how we managed to keep ourselves alive. They would see us as being so stupid as to not even be worthy of their attention. So maybe we have been visited by aliens and they've concluded there's no sign of intelligent life on Earth. Consider how dumb we might actually be, given how smart some other species may have evolved to become.
And then we're just going to let the silence go for a really long time.
Thank you very much for talking with me. It was a delight.
Sure. But happy to be on Nerdette. Very cool.
Hey, Neil, it's my 30th birthday. You have some fun homework? Yes, you're an idiot. Like, oh my God, that is so amazing and intense. This is the kind of crazy homework that we love getting and then assigning you listeners on Nerdette. Let's listen to Neil in 2017.
So if I were to give homework, the homework would be that there are problems society faces, civilization faces, that cannot and will not be solved awaiting the next app on your smartphone. We have problems in housing, in food, in health, in poverty, in military conflict, in, so basically unrest in the world, problems with energy, climate change. There's got to come a point when we take fewer selfies and step out there and ask, what kinds of major industries need to be revamped so that we can assure a peaceful, prosperous future for us all?
Ask not what your cell phone can do for you.
Yes. Ask what you can do for civilization. And so it's the seduction that I only have to sit here and hold this device in my hand. That's a seduction that we have all of us are attracted to it. I'm not out there solving these problems. I'm trying to help others. So I'm guilty as I am accusing others of not doing this. I'm just saying that, you know, transportation, you know, healthcare, all of this, major issues. Somebody needs to be thinking about that. Otherwise, we're not going anywhere. We'll be staring at the asteroid, staring at our smartphone when the asteroid comes.
Oh, no. That's a dire thought. Yeah. But one that we will...
It'll be a great Google page on how it will render us extinct.
Oh.
But no one would have built the machines to actually stop it. Yeah.
Man, what a great sense of humor for someone who thinks in such dire consequences. I have to say, though, I just love hearing someone with such like a cosmic point of view talk about how we should be approaching the world. It's so cool. It's definitely not the sort of homework that I might assign, which is more along the lines of like, hey guys, there's a pretty good Danish YA thriller on Netflix that you might like. But, you know, I mean, I think that only goes to show the spectrum of assignments that we like to assign on Nerdette. A listener once told us, the homework has changed my life, which is something that makes me so happy to hear. And I wonder if there is a homework assignment that you have heard while listening to Nerdette, a book that you were told to read or something to consider, like the chasm of intelligence between humans and apes, that has just like completely changed your perspective, something that you came across that you would never have found otherwise. That is what we are asking you to help support today. Your support is important because Nerdette is made at a nonprofit local public radio station at WBEZ. And that is why we are asking you as a listener to help step up and support it. We have a lot of really awesome gifts. We've got buttons, which you will get at any amount. And we've got like this amazing sweatband and mugs and posters. You're going to love it. Check it out at our website. There's a link in the episode description, actually, or you can just type your little fingers right over to wbez.org/nerdalert. Thank you very much. And, you know, think about those really intense, amazing homework assignments for Neil while you give.
Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.